WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A federal jury convicted the man who attacked former Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer, leaving him with lingering health issues. U.S. Attorney Ishmael Ramsey.
I want to extend our sincerest hopes to the Pelosi family that Paul Pelosi experiences a full recovery in this matter.
The assault happened just days before midterms last year. Nancy Pelosi had been the intended target. Hostage talks are still going between Israel and Hamas. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
One constant has been prioritizing civilians, roughly 50 in particular, ahead of releasing any Israeli military members also held hostage, according to one of the sources familiar.
You may have some trouble getting coffee at your local Starbucks today.
You know, I just don't like when they go, people go on strike for something, and some people, a lot of people want to drink, you know, have their coffee and get ready to go to work. So it's like really hard.
Thousands of unionized baristas are protesting staffing shortages nationwide. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Research shows even more people would be working in Wisconsin if it weren't for childcare challenges.
The difficulty in finding childcare translated into about 60,000 workers, potential workers, that weren't in the workforce because of that.
Dennis Winters is the chief economist for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin in Madison find the donated brains of men who were veterans in World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War were 26% times more likely to show signs of Alzheimer's disease than men who did not serve in the military. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire area residents who use Rave for emergency alerts will need to find an alternative. Eau Claire County Emergency Management has announced it will move away from the Rave notification system, which was used for staffing for EMS and plow operations. According to a WQOW report, Emergency Management Coordinator Tyler Esch cited the high cost for the phasing out of the system, as it costs around $3,600 each year and the number of users has been declining. A homeless shelter is opened in Menominee a few years and $1.5 million later. According to a WQOW report, the Karen House in Menominee is ready to help Dunn County area people experiencing homelessness. Heidi Hooten, the manager of the shelter, says the Karen House already has a long list of people waiting to get in and is in the process of contacting them to begin taking them into the shelter. The shelter also has a number of other resources those at risk of homelessness can use. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Badgers ready for a fight Saturday night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers hope to snap a three-game losing streak when they host the Nebraska Cornhuskers Saturday night. The kickoff at Camp Randall set for 6:30. After beating Wisconsin and Madison last weekend, Northwestern has named their interim head coach, Dave Braun, as the Wildcats' new head coach. The 38-year-old Braun was hired as a defensive coordinator just 10 months ago. Baseball, the Brewers introduced bench coach Pat Murphy as the team's new manager. 41-year-old Ricky Weeks will take Murphy's place, but with a new title, associate manager, with a chance that maybe someday he could be in charge.
I'm very thankful to Mark, Matt, obviously, Murphy here. To me, it's a very good homecoming for me. Kids was born, I mean, basically raised in the baseball field, and now being able to be here, I mean, you get a little emotional about it. Come back to a city, to basically where I grew up at, it really means a lot to me.
That's the Brewers associate manager, Ricky Weeks, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be warm, but it's also going to be windy. Today, we have a wind advisory in effect, partly to mostly cloudy, up to 65 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 40 or 45 here throughout the day. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Quite a bit cooler, 40. We'll be back into the upper 40s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thursday, Dom. That makes it Friday Eve up in here.
Happy Friday Eve. Crudy Aaron working the board today. Thank you, my friend, and our fair audience. Happy Thursday.
You know, I wish Nate a happy, safe, and successful deer hunt. I had no idea the man's a hunter.
Hunter, our killer, eater.
As long as he, you know, eats it, I'm okay with that, man. I eat plenty of steak. It came from somewhere.
Exactly.
Dom, today, I think we've got a relatively big show. Perhaps some would describe it as the greatest radio show ever. We'll see.
I would concur. It usually happens.
We got former U.S. attorney and our good friend, James Santel, in the 5 o'clock happy hour. He's going to make it happy up in here. Dom, we'll catch up on all the legal happenings. But closer to home, a little sooner than that, we'll talk about the, let's just say, the fiscal conservatism of a couple of specific Republicans, lawmaker George Santos. The ethics report is out. Not so good. Not so good.
Apparently, he's not going to run in 2024.
Well, today... You know, I did a deep dive. I actually was doing my homework here, Dom. I pulled out the 54-page ethics findings from his colleagues.
And did he do anything wrong, Crudy, in your opinion?
If the evidence presented in the ethics findings are true, this man's going to prison. And then there's Huckabee Sanders, perhaps not criminal level, but some fiscal conservatism of her own.
Governor Huckabee Sanders to you, young man.
Well, she used to be the, spokeslayer in chief for the former President Trump.
Oh, she sure was.
Now I understand she's perhaps the least popular Arkansas governor in the history of polling. We'll have to research that. Hate to be... PolitiFacted is false on a topic, Dom.
Ooh, that'd be really bad. I mean, who gets PolitiFacted false? You really got to be full of it if you're PolitiFacted false.
To be PolitiFacted false, that would imply one was, let's just say, bearing false witness.
Now, careful. Some believers out there might take issue with that. I think you're not supposed to do that if you're, you know, the faithful kind.
Isn't that one of the Big Ten?
Is it?
I know there's something in there about coveting the neighbor's wife and the oxen. And I believe there's something about not bearing false witness. I will not lie effectively. But Rob Voss must miss that chapter of Sunday school, Dom. Because today he got politifacted, and it was a fault. You know, I think they should have done the full pants on fire thing for him, because what he had to say, incredibly untruthful and really purposefully insightful in these whole cultural wars.
Well, if you're going to be untruthful, you may as well get some payback out of it by being incited.
Voss, according to the headline at PolitiFact Wisconsin, Voss claimed, again, the Speaker of the Assembly, claimed that young children can receive medical gender transition treatment is false. Oh, but he went all in on this statement, Dom. We'll get there in just a minute. Kids who don't even know what day it is or their colors can decide to permanently change themselves in a way that harms them for the rest of their lives. That is a statement I believe he made on the assembly floor. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it's possible for children as young as 3 years old to get medical gender transition treatment despite medical guidelines saying otherwise. Voss, a Republican from Rochester, made the assertion in an October 12th assembly floor speech while lawmakers debated a bill that would bar Wisconsin doctors from providing gender transition treatment for minors. Here's the full quote, Dom. So you say that kids aren't old enough to know right from wrong when they commit a crime, but somehow permanent bodily changes that when you're 3 years old, you've got it all figured out, Voss said.
Three?
Stop using that empty rhetoric and start talking about the reality of why you believe that mutilating kids who don't even know what day it is or their colors can decide to permanently change themselves in a way that harms them for the rest of their lives. Nobody's doing this. What you're describing does not exist, Robin Voss.